When we were in high school, my mom used to, when we still got allowance and stuff, my mom around Christmas time would always give us $20 each to go buy each other a Christmas present. So we would always go and we would say that we were buying CDs for each other. And then we would come home and my mom would secretively, like, she would ask us, she would say, oh, what did you buy your sister? And then I would say, oh, I bought, like, Acid House 3 or whatever I probably was buying because I was on acid. But I, we would be like, sneak upstairs with the wrapping paper to wrap them, but we never wrapped them, we just opened them and played them. Like, my mom didn't know which CDs were new and which weren't. So we would always listen to them right up to Christmas, and then we would wrap them right before Christmas and we put them under the tree, like, opened. Sarah also one time bought me a piggy bank. It was this one pig with another pig on top of it. My mom, apparently, I didn't actually ever receive a gift. My mom, well, Sarah got out to the car, and she got it from the dollar store. We were trashy, very poor. Kids had the same haircut, like the bowl haircut with long in the back kind of our whole lives. But anyway, Sarah comes out of the dollar store, and I was like, what did you get her? And Sarah pulls out, she's like, I got her a piggy bank. My mom's like, I was six. This, the point of the story is that I'm six.
Mom would have never sent you into the store when you're six. You're such a fucking liar.
Like, I was six. She was 15.
No, but they
okay. My mom's like, go back in the store. She yelled at the guy, and she was like, oh, you let a child buy this piggy bank. Are you crazy? And he's like, no, it's a clean piggy bank. I was like, no, it's not.